Welcome to the Business English Podcast, the show where we dive into the fascinating world of entrepreneurship, leadership, and all things related to business in the English language. We bring some unfortunate news from Everton, as the club has announced the passing of the cherished chairman, Bill Kenwright, at the age of 78. After battling cancer since 2015, Kenwright was unable to continue his fight against the illness. Not only was Kenwright a prominent figure in the world of football, but he was also known for his prolific career in the theatre industry. His impact as a renowned theatre impresario and producer brought multiple successful stage productions to life, further highlighting his versatility. Having served as chairman of Everton Football Club for over two decades, his contributions were significant and far-reaching. Kenwright infused the club operations with unwavering dedication and a clear passion for the Toffees, thus playing a pivotal role in various aspects. Under his guidance, the club experienced ups and downs, with his steady hand steering, nurturing young talents, fostering unity within the team, and deeply investing in both on-pitch and off-pitch improvements. Kenwright's passing leaves an irreplaceable void in the Everton community, where he was widely respected, admired, and loved. These feelings are shared by the world of football and theatre alike, both of which have witnessed numerous tributes and condolences pouring in at this sad time. It is evident that Kenwright's influence transcended beyond the pitch and stage, touching numerous lives. Our thoughts and condolences extend to Bill Kenwright's family, friends, Everton Football Club, and all those mourning his loss. His legacy will undoubtedly be commemorated forever, wishing him peace. In the latest updates on Snap, parent company of the popular social media platform Snapchat, there's a lot of positivity hovering around its recent quarterly performance. Reporting a year-over-year sales increase of 5% for the third quarter, its successful upturn culminated in sales reaching an outstanding figure of $1.19 billion. Meanwhile, Snap's revenue saw a concurrent upward trend, also increasing by 5% during this period. However, it is worth mentioning that there was a slight 2% year-on-year increase in net loss, amounting to $368 million. Despite this, the ongoing prosperity is clearly visible in the significant expansion of Snapchat's user base, which now proudly accommodates an overwhelming 406 million users. This signifies a substantial user growth and endorses the enduring popularity of the platform. In conclusion, Snap's third quarter performance manifests an overall sense of optimism with impressive sales and revenue figures and an expanding user base of its subsidiary, Snapchat. As we continue to monitor Snap's progress, stay tuned for more updates and relevant news stories. Significant developments are unfolding in Detroit with the ongoing auto strike led by Sean Fain, the head of United Auto Workers, whose approach has been likened to the tactics employed by Bernie Sanders. The strike has dealt a major blow to General Motors, GM, with the company reporting a direct $800 million loss in earnings as a result of the union action. The situation is especially serious as GM warns of a projected further $200 million loss for each week the strike continues, a warning that has sent shockwaves throughout the industry. Interestingly, despite this financial setback, GM witnessed a rise in its Q3 earnings. This positive outcome, however, appears to have fueled an expanded strike effort by the United Auto Workers Union, in a show of the workers' increasing determination and insistence on their demands. As the strike persists, the focus now shifts to how GM will mitigate the financial impact, while also responding to the demands of its workforce. The continuing conflict between this major automaker and its unionized workforce will undoubtedly result in significant consequences for both parties and the auto industry as a whole. Keep an ear out for more updates as the situation progresses. Thank you for tuning into our podcast, where we delved into the dynamic world of business, exploring trends, strategies, and inspirational success stories that can empower and elevate individuals in their professional endeavors.